हरिः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्थु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिः 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 ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय। So then we have, we're still continuing with the song Nitya Pada Kamala, Mana Siksha. Page 45. Why are these human animals acting in this way? Ahankare matahoya nitaipada pashariya. They have become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Nityananda. Asatyere satyakorimani. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. Asatyere refers to that which is not a fact, or in other words, maya. Maya means that which has no existence, but is a temporary illusion only. Persons who have no contact with Nityananda accept this illusory body as factual. 48. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life, and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects, cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruit of labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.31. Yes, yeah, so this means it has no existence, means it doesn't mean that the body is not there and all the different things that we see in the world are not there. But what changes is that in this, then we are thinking that what is there then is us. That's where the illusion is, and that this will make us happy. So it's by not understanding Nityananda Prabhu, then we see things as they are, right? By not appreciating the position of Nityananda, then we're going to be covered by material desire, because he's the lord of the Kriya Shakti. So that means that it has the aspect of the willpower. So when we forget our connection with Krishna, then we're going to come into that position where we're not going to see things in their appropriate or proper understanding. Yeah. So not factual here means that it's illusory as a body. It means it's not your spiritual body, right? So that you say, I am that, then no, that's not what you are, right? Narottam Das Thakur then says, Nityayer Karuna Habe, Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha and Krishna, you must achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda first. When he is merciful towards you, then you'll be able to approach Radha and Krishna. So this is a central point, is that sometimes, you know, we get into this kind of Rasik Bhav and all that. And then we're saying, as you know, why are we worshiping Gorni Thai? We should be worshiping Gaur Gadadhar and like that. But the point is without worship of Lord Nityananda, there's not going to be worship of Radha Krishna. Because Radha and Krishna means that you can worship Radha Krishna when you are seeing yourself as the servant of the Lord, or the servant of the servant of the Lord. That's how you're going to get there. And so how is that going to happen? When you give up the idea that I am the Lord, that's coming by Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So only by his grace we can cross over this expectation where we think that I'm the controller and enjoyer. By his grace, we give up all material interest. and all that. That then situates us on the transcendental platform, like we were saying before, is that the platform of transcendence, that is then seen as the goal for the Mayavadis or the impersonalists. But for the devotees, it's just the platform which you stand. So that means then the Dhamma is revealed. That's the place wherein then you have your devotional activities. Does that make sense? So that's the position, is that without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then you won't actually understand the Dham. So, but I mean, you're always going to get benefit by being in the Dham like that. But the point is it's by Nittai's mercy that then you are able to appreciate and move beyond that, right? The material conception. Then you have now the position to be able to serve Radha and Krishna. If you actually want to approach the association, you must achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda first, right? Then having gained his mercy, now you can approach. How do you approach? By, as I said before, by hearing from the six Goswamis, by hearing their literatures and that their instructions, then receiving that through the parampara. Now you'll be able to then appreciate and worship Radha and Krishna. But first you need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So therefore, Prabhupada wasn't wrong in establishing Gaur Nittai. You know what I'm saying? Because he makes it very clear. It's about taking part in the Lord's pastimes here. So it says, Daro Nittai Charana Dukhani. Narottam Das advises that one firmly catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then again, he says, Nittai Charana Satya. One should not misunderstand and think that as he has caught hold of Maya, similarly the lotus feet of Nityananda may also be something like that, Maya or illusion. Therefore, Narottam Das confirms, Nittai Charana Satya, the lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion. They are fact. Tahara Sevaka Nitya, and one who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. If one engages in transcendental loving service of Nityananda in Krishna consciousness, he immediately achieves a transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore, he advises, Nittai Pada Sada Koro Ash, always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, 49. Unless they smear upon their bodies, the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination. Persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one become freed from material contamination. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.5.32. So Lord Nityananda, being the supreme personality of servant or Godhead, and we are by nature servants. So naturally then gaining his mercy as Supreme Personality of Servant or Godhead, then we'll be able to appreciate and serve the Lord. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. Narottama Boro Duki, Narottam Das, the Acharya, has taken position that he is very unhappy. Actually is representing ourselves. He says, my dear Lord, I am very unhappy. Nittai more koro duki. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. Rako ranga charanera pash. Please keep me in a corner of your lotus feet. Yeah, so he's saying we're very unhappy. Why? Because we're absorbed in the material nature. And then when we take up service to Krishna, then we give that up. Now, the next, here we go, in between. There we go.
Maharaj.
Yes.
In the context of Nityanand Prabhu's mercy, then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami makes a point like one who worships only Gauranga, but Lord, not Nityananda, is even worse than others. Like there is a point made in Chaitanya Charitamrita on that point.
Yes.
Can you please elaborate on that aspect of mercy?
Because then if you don't see, because then you're not actually appreciating how the Lord is performing all his pastimes, because he's always with, you don't see that they're separate. right? You know, I have Krishna Balaram Vrindavan, you have Krishna Balaram Dwarka, you have the Lord with Ananta Sesh, you know, Rams with Lakshman. So they're always together like that. You can't separate them, you know? So therefore, from the platform of us raising ourselves, then if you just accept Lord Chaitanya and not Nityananda, this is another thing is he's not talking about, we may be thinking about Lord Chaitanya and we're not thinking specifically about Lord Nityananda. He's talking about those who accept Lord Chaitanya but reject Lord Nityananda. Those then they're the worst, because then how can you actually say that you're a devotee of Lord Chaitanya if the actual means to come to that position of appreciating Lord Chaitanya factually you've rejected? You know? So the two go together. You know, it's just like saying, yes, we only accept, you know, nourishment of the body, but we reject this eating. You know, the two go together. You can't have one without the other.
Okay, Maharaj.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because there are those who don't somehow or another, they don't appreciate Lord Nityananda. How? I'm not sure, but I think the Acharyas have dealt with that in some ways. You know, because Nityananda behaves as an avadhut or something, I don't know. But there's some, we don't come across it much, but there are those who may not accept, because it's all about Radha. You know, it's just like, oh, we only care about Radha and Krishna. You know, we don't care about all these Vaidhi and all that. You know, it's just rag. So that's the same point, is that they're mistaken, because the actual position in which they can properly approach the Lord, that they're rejecting. You know, so if you reject, just like, you know, I like food, but not cooking, you know, or yeah, the cookies are, but not washing the dishes or serving or, you know, any of those things. I only get to the essence, you know, it's all about the essence. So I just accept the eating part. You know, I don't bother myself with all these other lowly other things. I'm only on the highest platform. It doesn't make sense. No, because they all go together. Does that make sense? Yeah. So the whole thing is by Nityananda's grace, then everything goes nicely like that. Is that right?
Yeah. Maharaj. Huh? When we, in this song, Manashiksha, it is a teaching of the mind. So to accept what Nityananda means to accept, we can say, specifically, the spiritual master is a representative of Nityananda. Is it like that?
No, the point is you're accepting the spiritual master. And then that goes back, the lines of the spiritual master go back to Nityananda Prabhu and Srimati Radharani. But at the same time, as Krishna's the Adi Guru.
Yes.
Right? They're only representing Krishna. And there's those two aspects of it. One is that that being freed from the material means, in other words, your attitude is right. Your willpower is directed towards pleasing Krishna.
Yes.
You know, it's not directed at the material world, you know, the benefits of the world, the other things like that, trying to control those situations, all those things. It's not that. Right. And Srimati Radharani's, and it's going to be, it's about that trying to please Krishna. And that the Hladini aspect, right? So Balaram's in charge of the Sambit and Sandini aspects, right? And so then you can properly function. So you both go together, you know, that we say it's always this or that or this or that. We're not on that platform. Bhakti Vinata Kaur worship Kaur Gadadhar, that's fine, you know. But the point is it's still Lord Chaitanya's Radha and Krishna. That's why we don't necessarily put so much focus on Gaur Gadadhar, because Lord Chaitanya already is Radha and Krishna. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some people put the emphasis on Gaur Gadadhar because then you have Krishna and you have Radharani. But then why would Radharani be in the mood of Gadadhar if Lord Chaitanya is not already in the mood of Radharani? Yes. And if Lord Chaitanya is not in the mood of Radharani, he's just Krishna, well, then what's the point of the pastimes, you know, that we're absorbed in? know what I'm saying? Not that it's not there, but that's the deity of Gaur Narayan. You know, like you see up at Yogpeet, then the deity of Gaur Narayan is there, where Lord Chaitanya is with Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya.
Yes.
Because then he's the Supreme Lord who's with his energies. But when he's in the mood of Radha and Krishna, then he's already in the mood of Radharani. So Radharani is not going to be separate from Krishna. So therefore she comes as Gadadhar and then supports the pastimes. But she's supporting the pastimes of Krishna tasting the mood of Radharani. She's not there to, on the side, then she and Lord Chaitanya are doing some dance at night or something. That's where the Gauranga Nagaris come in, right? And so amongst the Apasampradayas, they all consider them the lowest. They're the worst. They just have the worst understanding of the philosophy. Right? So they're taking about Gauranga, not that Gauranga is the enjoyer and that, but no, he's come as the servant. He's tasting what Radharani is tasting in his service. But it doesn't mean Radharani is not going to be there, but she's just supporting. So therefore, if you have Gaur Nitai, you have everybody. You have Lord Nityananda, you have Krishna, and you have Radharani. But if you only have Gaur Gadadhar, then where's Nityananda? Right? Now, if you're already on a perfectional platform like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that's what he worships as his personal deities, we have no problem with that. Those are his personal deities. You know, like that. So for us, they're not a main thing. So some say, oh no, but Gaur Gadadhar was the main before, and Bhaktisiddhanta introduced the Gaur Nitai, and everything's changing, and how are we going to attain perfection? It's kind of, that's the whole point. It's only by the grace of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada that you're going to attain perfection. You don't follow their method, you're not going to get there. Does that make sense? You know, it's a practical thing. We're being practical here. You know, they say, no, but why are you saying all these rules and like that? Where, you know, we're spontaneous devotional service, but then if we're spontaneous, why are you making such a stink about it's the rule? Why it should be Gaur Gadadhar? You know what I'm saying? In other words, they make just as much of a stink about that as we do about the rules and regulations, but they're saying they're spontaneous and we're Vaidhi, when actually they're just as Vaidhi, if not worse. And it's not even effective. Right? So here, if you're into the rules and regulations, but those rules and regulations don't work. Mm-hmm. That's good. It takes time. But if you're opposed to the rules and regulations as a rule and regulation, so you're imposing rules and regulations, but your imposition of the rules and regulations won't work, what's the point? So therefore, that's why they become the worst.
Also, Maharaj,
yes.
In Paramatma Sandarbha, just a few days before, we saw that how Balaram, Lord Balaram, is the master of the Jiva Shakti.
Yes.
So that means,
yes,
for the Jiva to be reinstated in his original position, then you require the mercy of the master.
Yes, yeah, because he's the Lord of the Samvit, and we are an expansion of Samvit. So that's the whole point. So when we put ourselves in the fire then of the Haladini, it means now the Sambit is connected with the Haladini. You know, it means bhakti. So bhakti connects the two. That's how that we have our position. And then Sandini then is the basis of that. And then knowledge is revealed. The Dham reveals about these things. So it's self-revealing, and then it'll also reveal about the pastimes of the Lord. So when bhakti is being performed, so the Samvit and Sandini are being combined, then Samvit and Ladini, then Sandini becomes pleased and therefore gives revelation. Because the Sandini is also then under the Lord's control, right? Because he has two wives, you know, the Samvit and the Sandini. Does that make sense? You know, within his context. So in Vrindavan, you don't see his wives. But you see in Dwarka, you see in Navadvipa, you see.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah. But generally, you bring, in other words, if you're having just a basic discussion, you may not want to get into that, because that the point is that's a tattva aspect. And then much of the time, these individuals aren't so hot on tattva, you know, like that. And so they may be, they may not be. They know nicely, then that point will work very well. You know, that without his grace, because he's the one who controls the Jiva Shaktis anyway. So if you want to work that, then you get his mercy then. Then you can get the mercy of the six Goswamis. But if you have material desire, then how you will get the mercy of the six Goswamis? So that's why it says that by hearing these pastimes that all these impure things in the heart become destroyed. But it mentions that that's someone who, that they themselves, it's that they're stable in devotional service. They have faith in devotional service. Then it will do that. All right. So that's why for us, it's important we have Prabhupada's purports in there, because then we hear these pastimes, but it's through hearing his purports and that, then we'll get that purification. So then the next song, Gaura Pahu from Prarthana. Gaura Pahu na bhajiya goinu prema ratana dhana helaya harainu. I invited my spiritual death by not worshiping Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya. Due to my neglect, I have lost the transcendental treasure of love for Krishna. Footnote 50. When one is satisfied in family life, he is doomed because he must already have forgotten his relationship with the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj describes how the activities of family life implicate one more and more. Atma patam griham andakupam. Household life is like a dark well. One falls into this well, his spiritual death is assured. How Priyavrata Maharaj remained a liberated Paramahamsa, even within family life, is described in text 23 of this chapter. Right, so he's a liberated Paramahamsa within family life. So we see that in after hearing all these nice instructions of Vidura and Maitreya, then you see in the fifth and sixth cantos about how these Paramahamsas, they were kings and emperors of the world, and how their life went and how they dealt and everything. So it's very, very instructive. So, yeah. Adhane yatana kari dhana teyaginu. Apana karama doshe apana dubinu. I rejected the real purpose of my life and strove for worthless things. I am drowning in the ocean of birth and death because of my own misdeeds. I guess maybe that's where the term dubi comes from. But that's what's worthless, and by that you drown in the ocean of birth and death because of a misdeed. Okay, makes sense. Satsanga chari kainu asate vilasa. Te karane lagilo je karma bhanta fasha. I gave up the association of devotees to enjoy sense gratification in the association of common nonsense men. And immediately Maya caught me and entangled me in the web of fruitive activities. Vishaya vishrama visha satata kainu. Gora kirtana rase maghana na hainu. I have always drunk the most dangerous poison of sense gratification, and therefore I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. Keno va achaye prana ki sukapaya narottama dasa keno na gelo maria. Why am I living? What is my happiness? Why did Narottam Das not die long ago? purport to Gaura Pahu by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. He says, Gaura Pahu na bhajiya goinu. I have invited my spiritual death by not worshiping Lord Chaitanya. Gaura Pahu means Lord Chaitanya, and na bhajiya without worshiping goinu. I have invited spiritual death. And why have I invited spiritual death? Adhane jatane kare dhana te jinu. Because I am engaged in something which is useless and have rejected the real purpose in my life. Adhane means valueless things, and dana means valuables. So actually, every one of us is neglecting our spiritual emancipation. We are engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we are losing the opportunity of this human form of life to elevate ourselves to the spiritual platform. This human body is especially provided to the conditioned soul to give him a chance for spiritual emancipation. So anyone who does not care for spiritual emancipation is inviting spiritual death. So spiritual death means to forget oneself, to forget that one is spirit, right? So if you engage in material activities, you naturally give up the position that I am spirit soul, that I am servant of Krishna. You take it up, I'm spirit, you know, I'm servant of the senses and servant of whatever the upadis we've identified with, you know, servant of the family, friends, and whatever it is that is there. That is spiritual death, like animal life. Animal life is full forgetfulness. The animals cannot be reminded under any circumstance that they are not this body. It is only in this human form of life that one can understand that he is not the body. And animals can't understand this. It doesn't mean they can't get spiritual benefit by hearing kirtan, associating with the Vaishnavas, or taking prasad. But they can't understand that they're not the body. So therefore, by doing those activities, the next life they'll take a human birth, where now they have the opportunity where they can now understand we're not the body. They've taken prasad, so they've done agyata sukriti, they've done service. They don't know it's devotional service. By chanting Hare Krishna, one can easily understand this fact. In other words, by worshiping Lord Chaitanya, following his principles and ways, and chanting Hare Krishna, one can very easily come to the platform of spiritual understanding. Right? So worshiping Lord Chaitanya, so following his principles and ways, what he says, you know, the teachings and the precepts of Lord Chaitanya, and then chanting Hare Krishna. Then one can very easily come to platform of spiritual understanding. Right, so that's why when that one doesn't need all this, you know, standing on one's head or, you know, standing up your neck in the freezing cold water or, you know, all these different things. But Narottam Das Thakur says on our behalf that we are neglecting this. Therefore, we are inviting spiritual death. Then he says, Prema Ratna Dhana Helaya Harainu. Spiritual life means to develop real love. Everyone says love, quote unquote. There are so many signboards, so many books, love, love, but there is no love. This is illusion. It is all lust. Quote unquote, love for intoxication. Quote unquote, love for sex, love for this and that. This is going on. Actually, the word love is applicable only with Krishna, with God. To love means to love Krishna. That is spiritual love. 51. The desire to gratify one's own senses is kama, lust. But the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema, love. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 4.165. So because lust is a perversion of love, that's why in the material world they think it's love. They don't know. It's already been perverted. So they're thinking it's the same principle, just it's been changed. So as you purify the heart and attract to Krishna, the same drive then becomes the rati. So otherwise, it's you have attachment for things of this world, or as you become purified in the association of the Vaishnavas, then, you know, and following the process given by Lord Chaitanya and chanting, then one that purifies and it turns into love for Krishna. That's why it's natural. You could say, well, how did we come to this thing? It's unnatural because you're applying the natural love for Krishna in an unnatural form. You're trying to direct the natural love for Krishna at something that's not of having that value. You could say, no, but all these things of the world, are you rejecting all that? It's not the things of the world. It's that seeing them not connected to Krishna, that's the problem. Because whatever you value, it's Krishna anyway. And so if you don't see it in that context, then there'll be a problem. Because one's thinking that, this is a value on its own, and it's only by the modes of nature you value it, someone else doesn't value it at all. You know, it's just like, let us say, you have somebody in the house, the grandparents are there, and they have a library, all right? Then after they die, and now, you know, the rooms will be used for something else, you go through the library, you know, what are all these old books? What are all these manuscripts and, you know, all this stuff? Who's going to read this? So they may just throw it out. Or they might contact some old books, the bookstore that takes old books might give it there. That's how we've gotten so many, you know, in Calcutta, in the library there. That's where these books come from. Somebody had them as that very valuable because they are. But the grandchildren or the children just, you know, what's the use of this? And they would just get rid of it. So then that we're willing to take it, you know, then they're happy. Saves them the problem. You know, or furniture, you know, you have this, let's say, some old furniture, 1800s, you know, hand-carved, you know, furniture, but it's not modern and all that. And so the kids don't want it. They just throw it out, you know? So that's the thing is you can say, no, it's very valuable, but it's not valuable to others. That's the thing. Whatever you value, someone else doesn't. And whatever you don't value, someone else does. So that's the whole point, is that it has to be seen in the context of Krishna. When you value Krishna, that's then the real application of one's attraction and attachment. That becomes prema. But when it's not directed at Krishna, that same principle of attraction and attachment, that just becomes lust. So we call it love because it's made of the same principle, but it's not actually like that. And we are created for that purpose, to love Krishna. So what is that is wanted? Narottam Das says, I could have achieved the transcendental treasure of love, but I was robbed of it because of neglecting to worship Lord Chaitanya. And why has this happened? Apana karama doshe, apani dubinu. Due to my past misdeeds, due to our past misdeeds, we get a certain type of body. Everyone who has got a material body has received it due to his past misdeeds, and even his past pious deeds. Actually, as long as one gets a material body, there are no pious deeds. Pious deeds means no more material body, right? So within the context of the material, you're going to take what's bad and make it into good and bad. But actually, material means impious. Spiritual life means pious. So that which will produce the spiritual body, that's pious. Those activities that don't produce a spiritual body, those are impious. Even though within the material context, we may call them pious, but they're not actually, because how are they benefiting the soul? The soul is actually trying to serve Krishna, but they're trying to do it in a perverted and distorted way. And so therefore, preaching means to show people how to actually attain the happiness that they're looking for. Like that. Pious deeds means no more material body. Otherwise, it is to be taken as a fact that even Brahma, who is the chief living entity within this universe and has a long, long duration of life and so much power, still, he is considered to have performed misdeeds because he has a material body. That's why he's here. So by our misdeeds, we go down and down, getting one body after another. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that people do not know that by engaging in sense gratification, they are assuring that they will have another body. Footnote 52. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "The indestructible transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called Adhyatma, the self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruitive activities." Bhagavad Gita 8:3. So any activity that is done that will develop another material body, that's called karma. Those activities that by performing that will develop your spiritual body, that's called bhakti, right? So that means that's actually pious, because that's what we're supposed to, because piety means doing things that give an auspicious result. So getting another material body is not auspicious. Getting a spiritual body is auspicious. So those things that develop a spiritual body, that's actual piety. And everything else is actually impiety. You know, even if it develops you a nice material body, it's still impious because, you know, you're here. And the body is the cause of material pangs. It is only because I have this body that I feel a headache, a stomach ache, etc. Right? If you don't have a body, then you don't feel those pains. It means the person in a particular body in a particular place, they feel the pain and pleasures of that place. Right? But if you have a spiritual body, there's no material pains. Right? But as soon as we are out of this material body, there are no more material pains. It is simply joyful life, meaning out of this body means into a spiritual body. It doesn't mean out of this body means no body. Because then there's the pain of you can't do anything because you're only a subtle body. There's no gross body. There's no senses to enjoy with. You want to enjoy, but you can't. You have no senses. And so therefore then ghosts, that's why they always create trouble. But generally speaking, when people talk about ghosts or any concept, it always means those that make trouble. You know, you never hear of ghosts coming into your kitchen and washing the dishes and putting everything away or doing the laundry or ironing or mowing the lawn. Or you don't hear of that. They just come and make trouble. You know, like that. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Prasanatma means joyful, but due to our past misdeeds, we are missing this opportunity. Footnote 53. The foolish embodied living entity, inept at controlling his senses and mind, is forced to act according to the influence of the modes of material nature, against his desires. He is like a silkworm that uses his own saliva to create a cocoon and then becomes trapped in it, with no possibility of getting out. The living entity traps himself in a network of his own fruitive activities and then can find no way to release himself. Thus he is always bewildered, and repeatedly he dies. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1.52. And why is it happening? Satsanga chadi kaino asate vilas. I have given up the association of devotees, and I'm associating with common nonsense men for sense gratification. Sat means spirit, and asat means matter. Association with non-devotees produces material attachment. And that means implication in material conditioned life. 54. For a Vaishnava, the standard behavior is to avoid the association of ordinary people not interested in Krishna bhakti. Such common people are, first, those who are too materially attached, especially to women. And second, people who are not at all devotees of Lord Krishna. Vaishnav should avoid the company of these two kinds of people. Right? So one is he's focused more on being attached, you know, and especially that which will increase the attachment. Right? And then there are those who are just not devotees. They're just not interested in God. Right? So one's it's more about the material life and one is they're not interested in God. So both of these then you avoid. they are both, both, you know, in other words, the karmis and the jnanis, so the optimist and the pessimist. Right? In the Katyayanas of Madhyalila, that's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22:87.
And the Katyayana Samhitas say that even if one is forced to live within a cage of iron or in the midst of a blazing fire, he should accept this position rather than live with non-devotees who are through and through against the supremacy of the Lord. Similarly, in the Vishnu Rahasya, there's a statement to the effect that one should prefer to embrace a snake, a tiger, or an alligator rather than associate with persons who are worshippers of various demigods and who are impelled by material desire, NOD. Because the idea being is that by association, you can pick up that mood that they have, you know, your own mood, they might be a doubt about it and everything. So that's why then it's recommended that one not get involved with such individuals, because it can create distraction from one's own devotional development. Usually when I say, oh, but these are very dangerous situations, but it's trying to point out it's more dangerous to associate with materialistic people, because that will just develop within ourselves doubts or materialism. That's why creating doubts within the minds of the Vaishnavas is a very, very serious thing. You know, so those who create doubts in what Prabhupada's done or his purports are like this, and trying to point out that things are different these days and we can't do it like that. And, you know, Prabhupada, you know, not nice and nice, the spiritual stuff, the material stuff, he doesn't know. We know that. We're from here. Then all these things, these are completely useless. They have no value in devotional service at all. In fact, they're opposed to it. So that's why it says better to, you know, hang out with a snake, a tiger, an alligator. So one has to associate with devotees. Satatam prasangan mama virya samviho, 55. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees. And it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. One hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens. And gradually one attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-25. Right. So in the association of devotees, you get the opposite. Gradually, then one's devotional mood will bloom, you know, and it would become prema. But if one associates with materialists, then it just goes down. One can learn about God only in the association of devotees. Therefore, we are pushing this Krishna consciousness society. Footnote 56. Jana Sangha refers to associating with persons not interested in Krishna consciousness. One should strictly avoid such association. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has therefore advised us to live only in the association of Krishna conscious devotees, Bhakta Sannivas. One should always engage in the service of the Lord in the association of the Lord's devotees. Association with those engaged in a similar line of business is very conducive to advancement in that business. Consequently, materialistic persons form various associations and clubs to enhance their endeavors. Right? For example, in the business world, we find such institutions as the Stock Exchange and the Chamber of Commerce. Similarly, we have established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give people an opportunity to associate with those who have not forgotten Krishna. The spiritual association offered by our ISKCON movement is increasing day by day. Many people from different parts of the world are joining the society to awaken their dormant Krishna consciousness. Nectar of instruction. Right, so that's the whole point of the society, is giving association, avoiding the materialistic association and cultivating spiritual association. You'll find that one who comes to this society and associates with us for a few days or a few weeks becomes Krishna conscious, and soon he comes forward for initiation and further advancement. So association with devotees is very important. 57. The value of a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord cannot be compared even with the value of attainment of heavenly planets, or becoming birthless, liberation from matter. And what to speak about worldly benediction in the shape of material prosperity of persons who are meant for death. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.18.13. So that association, because that gives eternal life, that brings one to the transcendental platform in which you're able to function eternally in your relationship with Krishna. But if we associate with the materialistic persons, then we cultivate those kind of mentalities that they have, and then slowly, slowly, we want to do what they do. But here Narottam Das Thakur laments, Sat Sangha Charya Kainu Asat Ye Vilas Te Karane Lagilo Ye Karma Bhandapash. I have given up the association of devotees and tried to enjoy among non-devotees. And immediately Maya has caught me and mangled me in the web of prudent activities. Maya is just by our side. And as soon as we give up the company of devotees, Maya says, yes, come to my company. 58. All our sufferings are due to ignorance. We have forgotten that we are eternal servants of Krishna. There's a nice Bengali verse that explains this point. Krishna Bahir Mukha Haya Boga Vancha Kare Nikatas Samaya Tare Japatiya Dhare. As soon as our original Krishna consciousness becomes polluted with the consciousness of material enjoyment, the idea that I want to lord it over the resources of matter, our troubles begin. Immediately we fall into Maya, illusion. Everyone in the material world is thinking, I can enjoy this world to my best capacity. From the tiny ant up to the highest living creature, Brahma, everyone is trying to become a lord. In your country, many politicians are canvassing to become the president. Why? They want to become some kind of lord. This is illusion. A journey of self-discovery. Yeah, so you see, is that so nicely in the, you know, the simple language that is there, that's afforded, and that simple poetics that the Prakrit, you know, language, the Bengali can give, then the essential points of the philosophy are discussed. It's not that all the technical points are simply to establish these points that they're discussing. If one appreciates what's the points made in the songs, then one knows what to do in Krishna consciousness. And more technical philosophy and culture is just to support that, what's given in the songs. So it's the essence. Nobody can remain without any company. That is not possible. One must associate with either Maya or Krishna. And when we speak of Krishna, we mean Krishna and his devotees. Krishna is never alone. He is always with Radharani, with the other gopis, with the cowherd boys. So to be Krishna conscious means to keep association with the devotees of Krishna. Next, Narottam Das says, Vishaya Vishama Visha Satata Kainu. I have always drunk the most dangerous poison of sense gratification. Vishaya means sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These four principles are called Vishaya. And Vishama means dangerous, and Visha means poison. One is simply engaged with these four activities, just like the animals. Then one is simply drinking poison, that's all. Right? Because what does it mean? One can go then back. One, you stay in the material world, you get another birth, but you can also move back into the animal kingdom. That's all. I know this poison, but I am so much intoxicated that I am drinking this poison at every moment. Then, Gaura Kirtana Rase Magna Narahai. Therefore, I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. That is actually the fact. Those who are too much attached to the materialistic way of life, who are always drinking the poison of sense gratification, are not attracted by the Sankirtan movement. 59. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting Sri Chakshastra. Yeah. So if we're always absorbed in that materialistic position, then we don't become interested in the spiritual position. Finally, Narottam Das Thakur, representing ourselves, laments, Keno va achaye prana ki sukha paya. Why am I living? I have not associated with the devotees. I have not taken part in the Sankirtan movement. I do not understand what is Krishna. I do not understand what is Lord Caitanya. Then why am I living? What is my happiness? Why did I not die long, long ago? So this is not only Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. Every one of us should think like that. Quote, if I cannot associate with devotees, if I cannot understand the Krishna conscious movement, and if I cannot come in contact, in touch with Lord Caitanya and his associates, it would be better for me to die. This is the substance of the song. Note 16. Even though I do not see the moonlight face of Krishna as he plays on his flute, and although there is no possibility of my meeting him, still I take care of my own body. That is the way of lust. In this way, I maintain my fly-like life. Chaitanya Charitamrita 2:47. So that's the real thing is the associate here. So associating with devotees, understanding Krishna consciousness, so you're associating, so you're practicing what they're doing, you're understanding, so you're studying the philosophy of culture. Cannot come in touch with Lord Caitanya or worshiping Lord Caitanya and his associates, the Panchatattva, then that makes everything work very nicely. If you do that, then everything becomes perfect. And to ignore that, then that is misfortune. And so like that, then Narottam Das Thakur offers his prayers. Yes. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.